coach is on the road once again, taking you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man here himself. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my Chicago audience.
What's going on, guys? Dave Roberts, manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
So, the question is, you're the manager of the Dodgers. How did you get that urge to be a Dodger manager? Or a major league manager?
I played for 10 years in the big leagues. And, I tried to be the best player I could possibly be. When I finished up my playing career with the Giants, I did a year of TV for the Boston Red Sox. And what I learned there is that I didn't want to do TV anymore. I like to be on the field, in the dugout. And then I took a job with the San Diego Padres in the front office for a year. And then Buddy Black, the now manager of the Colorado Rockies, asked me to be on his staff with the Padres. And so I was on his staff for 5 years, and I just realized that I was happy coaching players and pouring into players. And then it ultimately led to a managing job here at the Dodgers. So I'm in my ninth year.
And you got a World Series ring.
I do have a World Series ring. Have one as a player in 2004 with the Red Sox, and one as a manager with the Dodgers.
So, you know, that's like the pinnacle of the game, to win a World Series.
It is. I mean, that's what you play for. You know, baseball is different in the sense that we play every day. It's 8 months. And so to ultimately, you know, win a World Series, that's what it's about. That's what you play for. That's what the sacrifices that you make with your family and your friends. And to say I'm a two-time world champion, it's something I definitely don't take for granted.
So one as a player and as a coach, now I got to ask the ultimate question. Did you cry when you got the rings?
You know what? I was very joyful as a player in 2004 with the Red Sox. And as a manager, I came very close to crying. I think as a manager, you just have so many different things that you got your hands on, and to see it all come together to be a champion is maybe a little bit more special than even as a player.
You can tell the coach, you went in that club behind closed doors and let them tears flow.
There were definitely tears at some point after, for sure.
Okay, I accept that. Now, I did a little research on you. You know, we're going to take you back to your high school games. I hear you was a multi-talented athlete in high school.
You know what? I was one of those guys that I played anything that could bounce. So I played football, I played basketball, I played baseball. And, you know, I think that made me a better ball player. You know, nowadays you see guys that just play baseball or just play football or just play basketball. But I just think that the skills of all these different sports makes you better. I was a quarterback. I was an option quarterback. And then I played the point, and then I also played center field.
So you go brag a little bit and make more of this, think you was an athlete, huh?
No, you know, I was a good athlete back in the day, yes.
Okay, and you know, I used to coach college baseball. I scouted for 5 major league teams. And you know, I know what it is. You say you did TV, but you had that urge to be on the field. 40 plus years in this game. You can't turn this game loose.
No, you can't, and it's part of who I am. It's a great game. I think that I'm really pushing for diversity in our game. I think that for a time, young people were playing more basketball and football, where I think that, you know, baseball is getting an opportunity now to capture some young athletes in our game. And so, like I said, it's been a part of my game. It's a thinking man's game. It's a fine skills game as far as the throwing, the catching of the baseball, hitting of the ball. And so it's a grind. You know, it's just not, you know, as angry, the madder you get, the tougher you are, that leads to success. That's not baseball. Baseball is more of a thinking man's game.
And, you know, I know when I coached college ball, you know, my basic recruiting is finding those kids that didn't have no place to play and wanted to play this game, and that's how I built my team. And then looking at your research, I see where you didn't have a college for baseball. You had to walk onto a team.
I did. I did. I was going to play football at the Air Force Academy and decided late in the summer I wanted to play baseball. And so I had to walk on to UCLA and try to sell myself to the coach. And fortunately, he gave me an opportunity to just be on the team. And, you know, after my first year, I got 9 at-bats, something like that. And the next 3 years of my college career, I started every game. And so that's where I really became a real baseball player and developed.
So you was the man.
Back in the day, I was a man. I tell myself that.
And I hear rumors that you got some wheels on you, too. You were stealing bases in the minor leagues.
You know what? I wasn't a big guy, but I could run. And okay. The thing is, though, Ricky Henderson was my guy. You know, watching Ricky Henderson cause havoc on the base pass. So, you know, as a guy that could bunt, could run, I try to use that skill and that tool to my best advantage.
And last two questions. I know you got the media waiting for you. I mean, just last week, Major League Baseball honored the Negro League player, said Rick Wood. What was your thoughts about that?
I thought it was great. You know, it was you know, obviously it was kind of coincided with the passing of Willie Mays, who is a friend of mine. And, you know, honoring the Negro League players at Rick Wood in Birmingham, Alabama, but also to see, you know, people of color from all walks of life, you know, from basketball, celebrities that are musicians and artists. And it just seemed like everyone was just really enjoying themselves and, you know, giving a nod to the Negro Leagues. And I thought baseball got it right. You know, I think there was even an inning where it was in black and white. And so that was pretty cool. I was playing, coaching. So I didn't get a chance to see the footage or the coverage, but I heard that they did a great job, and you know, hats off to Major League Baseball.
And yourself being an African-American coach, won a World Series. Dusty Baker, of course, African-American, manager, and
yep.
Cito Gaston, won World Series. I mean, that's a great accomplishment for this game.
I mean, there's only three of us, you know, and you know, it's one of those things that I remember where Jackie Robinson said that his dream was to see a guy, black man managing a ball club, and so it's unfortunate that there's only three of us, and hopefully there will be more to mm-hmm. come. You know, I'm still continuing to try to push diversity because it's a game that now has, you know, all over the world. It's played all over the world, mm-hmm. and it's a great game, like I said, and just want to get the best athletes, regardless of color.
And I must say, as I end this interview, one of the highlights of my career doing this is that was Ron Washington, African-American manager in the Major League. There was Dusty Baker, Cito Gaston, and now you, Mr. Roberts, the man. And I had the honor of interviewing all four of you guys.
You know what, those are really people that I look up to. Cito and I keep in touch. Ron and I are obviously competing against one another, and I'm so happy that he's back in the game leading a ball club like he should be. And so I'm in rare company, and for me, I'm just honored to do this interview, and, you know, we all, I'm just trying to take as much from as many people as possible to try to promote this game and to make players be as good as they can possibly be.
Coach on the road with the man, D.R.
Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Means a lot. Thank you. Okay. Appreciate you.
One of the legendary Negro League baseball players, Sam Allen. Well, we're trying to make it happen, and we're trying.
Yeah, we got to make it happen.
The Lou Baseball Independent Baseball League naming a team after Sam Allen.
That's an honor. I'm really elated. I didn't ever think that I'd have a team named after me, you know. But I'm happy.
Well, that means when you're gone, your legacy will be living on in the minds and hearts of a future generation.
And I appreciate that, Coach. All right. I really appreciate that. And I'm going to try to do everything I can to help enhance this.
Okay, so we're going to set a date for the future dedication, and we are expecting you and the public to be in attendance.
Well, I intend to be there.
We talked about later on in his life, and he was saying about how young men don't play baseball. We had that conversation. So, yeah, he'd be honored about what you're doing and having this league and trying to have more interest for, you know, African-Americans playing baseball. Because I heard it was like 6%. And there are a lot of talented, you know, African-American players out there. They really are.
And get you okay. up for that dedication service.
All right. That sounds good.
A League of Our Own, Independent Developmental Baseball League, is dedicated to promoting diversity in baseball, honoring Satchel Paige's legacy, history, and accomplishment by naming one of the teams of Satchel Paige's All-Stars, ever invoking his memory in the hearts and minds of past, present, and future generations. And we look forward to that dedication service.
And my family and I, we thank you the opportunity of you including us.
We are looking to develop a network of potential donors, sponsors, boosters, and or well-wishers that will be interested in supporting this baseball league. Tax-deductible contributions, large or small, are welcome and tax-deductible. If you would be interested in supporting this endeavor, you can log on to our website at www.ALOO247.com. That's ALOO247.com. Thank you and help us spread the word.
To see more videos like this, hit that subscribe button.